The Lighthouse at the Edge of the World by J.R. Dawson. Read for you by Lindsay Dorcas and Mara Wilson. Remnants.
Here is your story, written down. Above all, remember this. Your name is Harrison. You are the ferryman. You built the station. You protect the city from the haunts and the demon beyond. He started the great fire. You locked him away in a tower. You must keep your station's light burning. Do not let him out.
Excerpt from A Letter to the Ferryman. 1. Neera. Neera Harrison lived in a ferry station for the dead, between the city and the lake. But living, for Neera, was living in a forever. Each day in the station passed like the last, each night like the one to come. But Neera did not yet know that tonight, forever would end. Neera stood at the edge of the ethereal station, her back straight and her eyes glassy, a specter with lantern in hand. The little basset hound named Elby stood by her side.
"The haunts are getting closer," he said to her.
Neera saw the haunts, frightening static and smoke, an amalgamation of lost souls reaching out from the darkened sides of the path that led to the station, clawing at the stones. But they still hissed and shrank back when the great light from above swung their way, like a sword from the sky. Her father's lighthouse. "The lighthouse still holds them back," Neera said. But then the light flickered. Something wasn't right. It hadn't been right for some time.
"Your father is getting older," Elby said. "The lighthouse gets dimmer. Neera, I am afraid what will happen if things don't change."
The lighthouse flickered again. Before Neera could say anything else, they saw tonight's guests cross under the long bridge that separated the lake and the station from the city. Neera raised her lantern higher. "Here!" she called to the dogs that led the souls down the stone path. She would guide them past the haunts and into the station, where her father waited, to ferry them to the world to come. As her father's apprentice, it was her great duty to keep the haunts from devouring the new souls, to protect their guests from harm. The ghosts who arrived did not look like the corrupted haunts. These souls were small whispers, feelings, remnants of someone's who used to be. She could not see them properly. They weren't corporeal any longer, more like wisps of clouds moving alongside one another. Guiding them were many, many dogs. They protected the ghosts that had not been consumed by the haunts. They led them to the lake and beyond. Between the bridge's underpass and Neera, on the stone path, was a fountain. A plume of water sprayed down through the crowds, far beyond its circular basin, sprinkling the souls and the stones. As every dog and ghost crossed through its mist, Neera saw the spirits' bodies reappear. Not alive, but the memories of faces, hands, feet, hair. In grayscale, rather than in color, but visible all the same. The soul remembering the body. Neera raised her lantern, and the crowd followed her light past the four main pillars and into the massive station. Her father said it resembled a train station. The dogs said it was grand and gorgeous. It was all Neera had known.
"You are safe now. This is your resting point," Elby sounded out to the crowd behind them, in the voice and language of the dead.
Neera did not speak to the dead. Only the dogs did.
"It is between the world that was